Hi guys, this is Eric with Tourism Marketing Mastery. All right, let's jump into this week's episode. This week's episode, we're going to be talking about something interesting, which is the future of tourism, where I think it's going, where I've seen that trend happening, and talking about that, and what that pivot looks like. So we'll talk about that in the episode. However, I want to let you know that I struggle a little bit with what I should be talking about in this episode because of the gravity of the situation that we're in. So if you're listening this way in the future, we've got a global pandemic on our hands, and it is crushing the tourism industry. And the tourism industry has no idea what to do. In fact, just today I read a post from the United Nations Tourism Organization, I want to call it, who well, the United Tourism let's call it association organization, that put out a post on social media that said that they were asking for any and all startups, innovators, small businesses for solutions. And what that really showed me was, well, it showed me two things. One, it showed me that they're open to hearing from anybody and everybody, which is that's a positive sign. But it also showed me that they don't have a strong idea of what they should be doing. And that's the unifying body that's supposed to dictate global tourism and what's happening with it and where it's going and really how to work through a situation like we're in right now. And they have no clue because, who puts the plan together for what happens when the entire world shuts down? So I found that fascinating. I found it interesting. And that kind of led me to think, you know what? I could go one of two ways with our episode today, which was, do I talk about something that's generic within tourism and what it means to run a tourism operation, as a way to get your mind off of the current situation and help you step out of it for a sec, which I'm sure we all need, or do I address the situation itself, which is the global pandemic and coronavirus, and talk about what everyone else is talking about? And what I kind of settled on was something that was a little bit in between. I don't think that you need to hear another talk around the global pandemic and what sucks about it, and or I mean, there's a lot of webinars, talks, podcasts, whatever, talking about how to survive this, how to mitigate what's happening, and then also, what should your recovery plan be? And what I see in a lot of that is the assumption is that we go from where we're at right now back to life as it was. And I think that is an incorrect assumption. I was listening to a talk, a very quick talk, by Simon Sinek. It was really just a recording that he gave to his own team internally. And if you don't know who Simon Sinek is, he was a marketer. He's kind of a marketer consultant now. He's got a very famous TED talk out there that's called Start With Why, which if you haven't watched it, it's something I might recommend. Go look up Simon Sinek. I believe it's called Start With Why. And he's a bit of a thought leader. He's got some interesting thoughts on how organizations are run, how leaders should operate. And it's not just his thoughts, it's also based in studies and in what he's done as far as research with those organizations. But I'm not here to talk about his previous talks. I'm here to talk about how he's addressing and viewing the current situation. And what he has said is to his team internally is that these are not unprecedented times that we're in. Yes, this might be the first time any of us have lived through a global pandemic, but pandemics have happened in the past and crises have happened in the past. And if we're in business, which if you're listening to this, then you're involved in being responsible in business in some capacity, then really this is a moment where we need to look at what's going on and say, this is where we need to pivot. This is where we say, what do we need to do, not just to get through this, but how do we need to change to get through this? Because that's inevitably what needs to happen. You might be thinking, okay, we just need to weather the storm so we can go back to life as it was. But the reality is that I don't think that we're going to go back to life as it was. I think there's going to be a massive shift globally in how we operate, not only in this sector, but in all sectors. And what I'd like to do is discuss with you where I see the future of tourism going, so that if you're looking to pivot, which I think you should be, I think you should be looking at this and saying, hey, how do we address tourism and what does this look like? Sorry, I got distracted. My wife came down and told me it was time for dinner, so I better get through this. But if we look at, where are we? What does tourism look like? Or what does the global economy look like? It's going to look very different at the end of this. There's going to be a shift in the way that products are consumed, in the way that business is done, in the expectation of customers and guests around the world. So I'm going to lead you into the second thought here, which is where tourism is going. And then I'm going to end with what it is that we're already working on. And I've kind of alluded to that in previous episodes, but I'm going to share our full secret, what we're doing, what we're working on, in an effort to pivot really hard right now and attempt to address the future needs of guests and make ourselves relevant for the new century that's coming in. Because tourism hasn't really changed that much in quite a long time. And I think that there's a consumer coming on board that's demanding a different level of experience from us. So where I'm going with this is I think we need to look at how economies have evolved over the last few years. So I know this is going to get a little bit heavy, but stick with me because I'm going to wrap around or come back and wrap this all up and tie a nice little bow around it. But if we look at how economies have evolved since economy was a thing for us as humans, there are essentially five stages that we've gone through, and there's a sixth stage that we're entering into that you need to think about. All of us need to think about, but definitely in tourism. And we'll explain what that is here in a second. So the first stage it's five stages. So five stages. The first stage was commodities, resources. So, I mean, if you go way back, this is like when we're cavemen, the thing that is valued is the resource itself, the stick, the stone, the crop, maybe, the meat, whatever it is, it's that immediate thing. That's what you're going to value is the need, is just that simplified thing. From commodities, resources, it goes into goods. So now all of a sudden the next stage of that is saying, all right, I don't just need a stick to dig up some roots, and I don't just need a club to bash some poor antelope over the head and drag it back. Now we're looking at producing goods, which means that we're taking those commodities and we're putting them together in something that's a lot more valuable to us. So now we're building something. We're building, in the early days, we're building an arrow, for instance, which takes a stick, a stone, sinew, feathers, and puts it all together. And now we've got something that's a much more valuable hunting implement than a club. And I'm really simplifying this for you guys, but stick with me. Basically, goods had a very long, long run. That took us right through to the industrial era, where goods was still the primary driver of our economy. We needed something, and we would go out and look for that thing. Then we evolve into services. So from goods, we evolve into services, where all of a sudden you can hire somebody to create that good for you, or create an experience for you that essentially saves you time. That's what most services are. They're a service that's done for you that saves you time. And that is a fairly recent thing for us in the last few hundred years. And then it moves from services into experiences, where all of a sudden it's not just a job that's being done for you. It's an environment that's been staged for you. And that's currently where we're at in tourism. We're in the experience stage, where we architect the environment and we craft experiences. Where we're going from here, where the future is in transformations. It's looking at how do we have, instead of just having a memorable experience, how do we have an experience that has a marked effect on the guest, where they leave a different person than they came? And that happens inherently in tourism, because that's often what travelers are looking for. They're looking for something that's going to change them, that's going to give them a different perspective, a different experience. But it's not well architected by most of the tourism businesses that are out there. And I think that's going to change. I think that that will become the focus, is focusing on transformations and what that looks like. Here's the other component of it, and this is where I'm going to kind of start entering the third part of this podcast, which is what we're doing at our resort, the way that we're thinking about it. And I'm not going to say that this is the perfect way of thinking about it, but based on what I see as where tourism is going and what's happening right now, this being an opportunity for us to pivot, this is what we're doing. And it's, I promise you, it's going to evolve. I might think differently about this in 6 months or a year or 10 years than I do right now. I probably will for sure. But this is what I know with the context that I have right now. So first, I think when it comes to engaging with the guest, there's going to be an evolution where the engagement with the guest is going to start long before the guest arrives. That's going to start with an experience. So how are we doing this with Cozy? Well, one thing that we're looking at that is part of that experience, as well as moving them intentionally towards the transformation, is we know who we work with. We work with families, and this is going to be, and like this whole process that I'm talking about with you, it's going to be very determined by your brand as well as your demographic, who you're going after. I also think that most tourism businesses, I shouldn't say most, a lot, especially hotels. If you listen to this in a hotel, I don't want to offend you, but hotel brands do a very, very poor job of having a distinct brand. It gets a lot better when you get into more boutique destinations because they have a distinct offering that's their brand. Maybe more on that in another podcast. But for now, I'm going too far off the path here. Let's go back. The first thing that we're focusing on is we are creating a story that's a series of 12 letters. And those letters get mailed out once a month to those families, and it's a story. For us, it's a story of a character that we've developed specifically for our brand, our resort. For us, it's a chipmunk. And that story follows that chipmunk. It also talks about all of the physical locations that are on our resort, our property. And what I want is for us, our brand, so this needs to go through all of your experiences and your transformation. It needs to fall into your brand filters. For us, that is family connection, connection with nature, and fun or play. Now, what that looks like for us is those letters, they're going to talk about the resort, talk about the physical environment, in some ways teach kids about nature. Those letters are meant to be read to kids as bedtime stories by their parents. So there's a family engagement there. And there are going to be little games within those stories that kids can play as well. So that there's an element of fun. There's an element of play. If that's the only sequence that a person goes through, that's not even a guest yet. This is before they're even a guest. This is just, it's going to be a free series of letters they can subscribe to. We want those to be super high value. We want that to be a series of letters that are highly entertaining. We essentially want to look at this and say, what would a guest pay good money for as far as the storyline goes to use with their kids, with their family? And then we give that away for free. If all they do is engage with that and we can have a mini transformation as far as, and an impact on their family as far as that goes, that's a win. However, there's another sequence to this, which they can take it, the family can take this further down the line, and we let them know if they want to experience that environment, they can engage on a quest. And so they can request to have a booking with us and go on that quest. And as soon as they do, we actually mail out a physical box to them, and that starts their quest. It starts with a box with a treasure hunt and a key and a note with clues, and you engage with it. I'm not going to go through all the details because right now the details don't matter. The point is that they get started on this quest. And so they get the quest clue. From there, to fulfill the rest of the quest, they have to come to the resort. And there we have a series of challenges. And those challenges are meant to take those kids and that family through a series of, yes, they're challenges, but they're also a series of questions that make them think about who they are, how they interact, and leaves lessons with them that will transform them as an individual and as a family so that they think about those things long after they've left us. That is our intention. We realize that our experience is not just to stay at a cabin. It's not just the environment that they come into. That was okay. That worked in tourism until now, but the guests are changing. They're going to demand more, and we want to be proactive with that. We understand that it's not even about an experience. It's not about having an amazing experience. It's not about serving them like they're royalty and increasing their status. That's what happens at a luxury resort. But somebody that really understands this as a tourism destination is not taking someone through an experience. They're taking them through a transformation. That's what I believe, and that's where I believe the industry is headed. And I think that, you know, you could be listening to this 10 years from now, and you still, I believe, are going to want to focus on this. But based on the situation right now, if you're listening to this in the middle of our global pandemic, this is an opportunity to pivot and look at, hey, you know what? What would we have to do to put ourselves out of business? And you might have heard that before. I know it sounds cliche, but there's truth to that. I mean, look at this is, these are cliche examples, but you look at Uber taking over the taxi industry. The taxis could have done what Uber did a long time ago, but essentially they were lazy and they refused to pivot. And even when Uber came in, they still refused to pivot. If you are refusing to pivot, if you're refusing to change the way that you do business, let's just say that the world's not going to feel sorry for you if you go out of business, because you need to adapt, react, pivot, and say, you know what, I might have to transform the way I do business. I might have to transform what I'm doing in order to survive. I know that there's high-end restaurants out there right now in this pandemic that they've changed their whole business model to focus on, hey, we are now considering ourselves a delivery company. We used to be a high-end restaurant. We still cook high-end food, but now we need to do that in a capacity where we become experts at delivery, because that's what the world demands. Because the alternative to that is just sitting back and saying, hey, I just need to hopefully collect some kind of support from the government and just wait until this whole thing's done. You taking that position puts you in a very, very dangerous position, because there will be individuals out there, I guess, like us, that are pivoting hard and are going to adapt to a new way of business, a new way of thinking about things. And so I think that's the best thing that you can do right now, is ask yourself that question. What would we have to do in order to put ourselves out of business, and where's the world going? And I'm hoping I'm giving you a little bit of light as to the way that I see it. And hopefully that gives some context to you as to what your moves are going to be next. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm saying it gives you some context to think about where you're going with things. That's the way that business works. You gotta pivot and react, or you get left behind. I've seen that. I've seen that with some of my own clients, where they refuse to change the way they do business and they get left behind. And the ones that pivot are the ones that continue to remain relevant. That's no secret to you. All I'm trying to do is give you a little bit of light around what that change might look like. All right. I'll leave you guys with that. If you had any insights out of that, or you are getting anything out of this podcast, or you have any questions, it'd be awesome to see your review, just because I'll take a look at those reviews, go through, answer any questions you've got. We've also got the email. So in the previous emails, I had support@tourismmarketingmastery.com. You can definitely send to that email. To be quite frank, I don't know how long that email is going to be around for, because now we've got, we changed brand a little bit. And so now we're focusing on info@tourismmanagementacademy.com. So you can send questions to that, and I'll do my best to go through those as well. All right. Hope you guys have a great afternoon, morning, day, wherever you're at, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.